Good evening. Merry Christmas. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're so welcome. You're so welcome tonight for our Christmas Eve service. At this time, I would ask Bill Andrews to light our Christ candle.
Merry Christmas. The prophet Isaiah wrote these words of promise and hope. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and might, a spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Tonight this prophecy has been fulfilled. During the Advent season, we have lighted the candles that symbolize hope, peace, joy, love. Tonight we light the candle of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was born as a baby in Bethlehem and who now reigns in heaven. Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks for your love for us and for the stories of the birth of our Savior, stories that tell the depth of your love for us and for the whole world. Amen.
Please stand as we sing hymn number 132. Old Testament lesson comes from the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter, beginning with the 2nd verse. Hear now the word of the Lord. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the host, Lord of hosts, will do this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our first scripture is from New Testament scripture is from the Gospel according to Luke, which is the Christmas story. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our sermon text is from the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who were zealous for good deeds. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our Lord endures forever. The famous nuclear physicist Robert Oppenheimer, who worked on the Manhattan Project, said this: the best way to send an idea, the best way to get an idea across, is to wrap it up in a person. St. Ignatius reminds us that in the incarnation, God broke his silence. As a child would say, God stopped using his inside voice and began to speak loudly. Titus reminds us of an uncomfortable fact. Christ came to redeem the world, and yet there is so much work to be done. We're not in this for ourselves. Finding Christ's salvation is great for each of us personally. Tonight, we're reminded that redemption is for a purpose outside of ourselves as well. The incarnation came so that at home, in church, at work, in school, at the hospital, on the road, Christ's Spirit goes with us. We follow his commandments from day to day to live more like him and the way that he wants us to live every day. Christ is here in the fullness of time, yet the time is not yet fulfilled. Christmas reminds us of the hope that is still within us and the hope that the world needs. Because we live in an in-between time, in an in-between age, how else could we live in a joyous moment like Christmas and yet see the disappointing things and the violent things in the world around us? How could we proclaim the Prince of Peace and desire peace and have that our entire world still sees wars around the globe and is disconnected from that peace? How could we eat till we can eat no more while part of the world starves? How can we seek wholeness unless the whole world finds justice and wholeness? We can proclaim the incarnation of God, salvation from all, but we cannot live as if Christmas never happened. I think this is what Paul means in his letter to Titus. Salvation came as a decisive point in human history, when God began to repair the breach between himself and humanity. Yet in our salvation, the challenge becomes ours. We proclaim the baby's birth and await his return, yet Titus tells us that Christmas happened so that God could purify for himself a people of his own who were zealous for good deeds. Christmas was created for us. Tonight is a night of grace. The scripture says that the grace of God has appeared. Many are waiting and hoping for some grace in their lives. Many long to see the light in a broken and fearful world. Grace really is the gift of God. It's not earned. It's not prevented. It's like a Christmas gift. You can only receive it. Tonight we see and proclaim the light of Christ once again. And we proclaim the grace of God. Hopeful and restful, may tonight be a night like the carols proclaim. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. God's grace is powerful and weak all at once. The overwhelming work of God began in the cries of a baby. Now, this is where I take a bit of an issue with the carols. Silent night is great. When we all line up for the photo, when we get ready for that Hallmark moment with Jesus, silent and quiet. But I hope on this night, Jesus threw a crying, screaming fit to be alive in this world. More than what T.S. Eliot said, this is the way the world ends. The world ends, not with a bang, but with a whimper. The cries of a baby. Some say the whimper was that of the Christ child to end the world. It was a hope, even more than that. Because when a baby cries, a baby cries. It can be soothed, but it may not always appear violent or strong, but it cannot be stopped. A cry means that you're alive. I hope Jesus and the shepherds and Mary could hear that cry. Because God was loose in the world in Christ. Humanity had not solved God. God had solved humanity. In Christ's spirit, God is still on the loose and alive in this world. And praise God tonight, for the Savior is here. Living like every day is Christmas would make us all more generous and joyful. It would help us to give spontaneously and live our lives for others through Christ. The gift of God could be incarnate in us. The incarnation reminds us that God has already come to us. And the incarnation alive shows us that in the world, we can share the birth of Christ every day. No one is left out of that message. The human family knows no boundaries, no race, no sex, no gender, no distinction. All are created and called to that salvation. If salvation has come to all, as Titus says, how can we live in ways like Jesus in this life? Using the season to show God's promise to people everywhere and to all people everywhere, even in the most tenuous, poor places in this world. Through the grace that we have found, human hearts can be persuaded towards peace and goodwill. Christmas reminds us that peace in this world is possible. Christmas reminds us that good can win. And Christmas reminds us that God's salvation is at hand. Tonight, we gather around the table. Tonight, we celebrate the Lord's presence in this supper. The gift and the grace of God is here visibly for us to taste and touch and see. As we gather around the table, may we share the promises that God has given to us on this day. That the cry of Jesus Christ is here in the world, and that we proclaim his birth. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are so thankful for the birth of Jesus Christ in this season. And we're thankful for how you came to be among us, to know our hopes and fears, to know our vulnerability, and to be our salvation through Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight, our offering is for Paul Sidner. Paul Sidner is from the Lynchburg area, and Paul works with refugees in Europe. And so we are giving this offering, 100% of this offering tonight, to Paul Sidner's ministry with refugees. Let us pray. Lord God, in this season, we're reminded that you were a refugee, that you went into Egypt to flee Herod. We pray, Lord, that these gifts would be with those who are refugees in our own time, that they would hear the good news of Jesus Christ, and more importantly, find it in the person of Paul Sidner. We ask that you would strengthen his ministry and help him to find refugees in need wherever they may be. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is not a Presbyterian table, this is the Lord's table. All those who were baptized in Christ are welcome at this table to feast on the Lord. People will come from east and west, north and south, to sit at the table in fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, on this night, when we remember the birth of your Son Jesus Christ, who came into the world to give us hope and joy and peace and love, we're reminded of deliverance, the deliverance that was promised in the prophets of the Old Testament, deliverance that came true in the birth of Jesus Christ, and the deliverance that we will be fulfilled when he comes again. The gift of grace is in his body. The gift of grace is in his resurrection. And the gift of grace is in the incarnation. When you, O Lord, dwelt among us, and dwell among us still through the power of your Holy Spirit, which is here to be in this meal with us tonight. Gather us together around your grace, to taste your goodness, to see your love, and to share it with the world. For we follow Jesus Christ in his footsteps out of the manger, into this world. And we follow everything that he taught us, especially how he taught us to pray, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Tonight we're serving communion by intinction, so please come forward and take a piece of bread and dip it into the cup to take communion tonight. On the night he was betrayed, our Lord took the bread, he blessed it and broke it, saying, "This is my body broken for you. Eat ye all of it. Do so in remembrance of me." That same night he took the cup and poured it and blessed it, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant, sealed in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim his death until he comes again." The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Gracious God, as we go out into the world, having tasted and seen your goodness, having felt the birth of the Christ child, and we take his birth into the world to share the good news of his kingdom, which is now. May we share the good news of joy, the liberation of the oppressed, the release of the captive, hope for the future. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. During our next song, we will light the candles during Joy to the World. And then following the benediction, we will sing Silent Night a cappella. And now go forth into the light, into the darkness of the night, spreading the light of Christ, sharing the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ to all who may hear. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Jesus.